It's 8 after 11. Thank you for being with us today. Oh, what can I say about Jay Hitt? I still remember, the time, and you know the story, Jay, but I haven't told it in a while. Frequently, people call me or email us and say, you got to hear this guy. And, you know, often it's the guy's, you know, best friend or brother-in-law, and the guy, well, we try to find the good in everybody. But somebody had recommended that we listen to Jay and had been pretty insistent about it. And then I listened to one of Jay's CDs and was just blown away. And that probably was 15 plus years ago. Jay had been performing before that, and I'm glad he's still performing now. And today he has Harold Yeager with him on banjo, and also Harry Fleckner playing bass. So we've got, could almost do, two Harolds or two Harrys and a Jay.
We almost could do that.
But welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Good to see you.
And please take a listen now to Jay Hitt.
If you're reading this, I'm not here, walk the dog. Keep in mind that if it's raining, wipe his paws before you let him back inside. If you're sitting in the kitchen, I'd appreciate it if you put the jelly in the fridge. I put the lid back on the chip. I don't know why I did it, but I took that tiny tome and put it in a box I labeled. He could lecture when he wasn't even there. If you're reading this, I'm not here. If you figured that one out, then here's a list of things for you to do instead of hanging out. You can sweep out the garage, then feed the horses and the ducks. And if you wash and wax my car, then I will give you $20. So I swept and fed and washed and waxed, polished up and combed, put that mess with the other notes from home. We got cell phones, we got PDAs and pagers, and we got satellites to answer all our needs. So instead of stumbling around when you misplace them, you dial 1-800, where'd I leave my keys? You can't slip a microchip into the children, so you know before they wander very far. And next time you get lost, don't you worry. Stay the same. She leaves me little notes to tell me what's been on her mind. Since I grew up with this practice, I am not surprised to find. If you're reading this, I love you. If you're not, you ought to start. Cause I don't leave these things for everyone, just those who have my heart. I thought you'd like to know that on this pretty summer day, I was thinking of your arms around me, darling. By the way, next time you're sitting in the kitchen, I'd appreciate it if you put the jelly in the fridge, put the lid back on the gym. Someone's trash is someone's treasure. Everybody has their own minds in a box, labeled notes from home.
Jay Hitt at the Saturday Light Brigade. Nice song. That's one I've always liked. And I'm trying to remember the origins of that song. I seem to remember you're telling me it's kind of a composite. Is it?
Yeah, most of my songs are composites.
Yeah.
Just grab numerous events and put them together. But no, certainly that was a time before, you know, fax machines and cell phones. And when you wanted to let somebody know where you were, you left them a note. And it worked really well.
Yeah, it was a good system, and people knew where to look for the note.
That's
and
right.
They
That's
often
right.
did what the note said to do.
And sometimes not, right.
Now you leave a note telling people where the note is.
Well, you have to leave a text to tell them where the note is.
Are you? Do you find yourself texting a lot now?
Well, sure, with a 15-year-old daughter, yes. It's the only way to communicate.
You sit at the table, one on each end, texting,
yes,
you know, please
sure.
pass this all,
yes,
please.
Yes, absolutely.
How is Maya?
She's great. She's up in Westminster College playing at a district band this morning. So
that's terrific.
Yeah, she's doing good.
Excellent. Well, that's a great song. It's a busy month for Jay. He does have a Christmas CD that we'll talk about today. He's also got a number of gigs this month, and most months are busy for you, actually. You've been at this. You're a hardworking performer. I'm trying to think of a way to put it, but you've played out for a long time and have not shown a single sign of decaying or. I know Jay's. So I can say these things.
I have a half life.
Yeah, I know. What I'm trying. I heard Ricky laughing. Decay was the answer to a puzzle earlier. Your enthusiasm for doing this has not diminished a bit. In fact, I think it continues to increase, and that's what really I was trying to say. You certainly, physically, I'm not going to vouch for any of that.
No, it's good. It's good. It's radio.
You haven't lost your spark for writing and for wanting to perform, and I'm not sure. You know, there's a lot of professional, big name, you know, world touring musicians. You can't say that about.
Well, there's always new inspirations, always new things to write about.
Yeah. What would you like to do next? Well, I try to pick up the pieces from my son. You haven't. And by the way, you guys haven't decayed either. I didn't mean to lavish that all on Jay, but I just wanted to acknowledge his muse.
Mm-hmm. I was going to do a song called Love Is, and Harold and Harry don't know this one yet, so I'll have to.
This one's kind of new.
Yeah, pretty new. Working on a new CD. Hopefully get that done in the spring. Of course, every time I say that, I start to fall behind, so as soon as possible.
Spring of 10?
Well, yeah, that was my idea. Yeah, spring 2010, yeah.
Okay.
It was a good goal.
Well, here, this is called Love Is.
Love Is. So you keep them waiting half the night till you finally arrive. You give a little cry to let them know that you're alive. And the happiness on all the faces gathered round is clear. And they thank their lucky stars that you were here. Love is soft, love is warm, love is shelter from the storm. Love is keeping you from harm, love is. Then you see her at a distance, and you gotta learn her name. And together you discover that we're not all made the same. And you're feeling all these feelings that you never knew there were. Everyone begins and ends with her. Love is bang, love is zoom, love is pow and kaboom. Love is come up to my room where love is. Love is blessing, love is curse. Love for better and for worse. From the cradle to the hearse, love is. So the years go flying by, and you find yourself alone. One day comes a familiar voice on the telephone, and the hand you held so long ago you get to hold again. This time you hold on until the end. Love is now and love is then. Love is gone and back again. Friend to lover, back to friend, love is. Love is cruel and love is kind. Love sees all and love is blind. All confusion all the time, love is. And love is dark and love is light. Love is wrong and love is right, and love is. Love is yes. Love is no, love is stay, and love is go. Live long enough, you may know what love is.
Jay, that's a masterpiece.
Oh.
That's really, that's a great song.
Thank you.
I hope that gets played a lot, and,
Well, it's up to you.
We may have the only recording of it. Has that been recorded?
In demo form in right demo. Now. We're working on it.
But yeah. we can take what we recorded today because it sounded great. I could see that song at a wedding. I could see it at a 50th anniversary. That would be a great song for a review of Love. And I could also hear that song being sung by some super country music stars, too. There's a really... That's a gorgeous, gorgeous...
Thank you.
Song. Absolutely terrific. Jay Hitt is here with us. It's Jay Hitt with two T's, H-I-T-T. And you can go to jhitt.com for some details about what he's up to. He's going to be at the Hillside Church in Carnegie on December 9th, I think that's...
With Rosa, yes.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
With Rosa Colucci, that's this coming Wednesday. Rosa's a great performer. She'll be here next week. He'll be at Borders Books on the 11th at 7-ish. That
on
one's yourself.
On McKnight Road, yeah.
Yeah, yes, the Borders on McKnight Road.
Right.
And also at the CLO Backstage Bar for a two-hour set... on the 16th, that's a week from this coming Wednesday, and that's a great place to hear music that's coming up on the 16th. And Jay to the World is in print and available, and I bring that up because it's one of the coolest holiday recordings you can get. It's got a lot of songs that you don't hear very often, if at all. And you can find more at jhitt.com. Now I've recovered from Love Is. Boy, what a... Harry and I were looking at each other during that song. In the right way, in the correct way. Harry and I were both thinking, what an amazing song. Just incredible.
So, a Christmas song from the Christmas thing.
Well, sure.
Called Christmas for Cowboys.
Let's see.
Tall in the saddle, we spend Christmas Day driving the cattle on the snow-covered plains. All of the good gifts given today. Ours is the sky and the wide open rain. Back in the cities, they have different ways. Football and eggnog, Christmas parades. I'll take the blanket, I'll take the reins. It's Christmas for cowboys in the wide open plains. As we stop for the night, the stars overhead are the Christmas tree lights. The wind sings a hymn as we bow down to pray. It's Christmas for cowboys and the wide open plain. Tall in the saddle, we spend Christmas Day driving the cattle on the snow-covered plains. Heaven opens today. Ours is the sky and the wide open range. It's Christmas for cowboys. Wide open.
Jay Hitt at the Saturday Light Brigade, and it's 25 minutes after 11 o'clock. And you know, I've never thought to ask you this, Jay. I know you're in the Saxonburg area now. Were you born in southwestern PA? Spend most of your life?
No,
here?
I was, well, most of my life, yeah, but I was born in Indianapolis.
I did not know that. What brought you to Pittsburgh?
My mother was coming, so I...
So you came along with
it? No, my father was transferred, different, yeah. You know, jobs and such. So
but did
around.
You come at a pretty young age?
I went to high school here. I went to middle school through high school here. Yeah.
Okay, so you do have some memories of Indianapolis, I
little
would imagine.
Bit, yeah.
But
yeah.
But you were informed by southwestern Pennsylvania.
I was
grow it up. Listening to that song made me think about it. Thinking about cowboys, Christmas time. It's really wonderful to hear the percussive banjo too of Harry.
Yeah.
As Harold Yeager plays, it just adds a lot to everything. As does Harry Fleckner's bass work, and it's a great song. What's next?
Oh, we're going to do another new one. We're going to do a song called The Faith of a Desperate Man that we all do mostly know now.
So the desperation may be seen in your other players here.
We'll give it a
Jay's got the faith. The desperate men are accompanying him.
2, 3, 4. When he slipped behind the wheel, and when the cops took him out by force, he tried to make a deal. Dear Lord, he said, I just lost my head and I'll never steal again. And an angel appeared, sat on his shoulder, and this is what he said. He said, these promises that you will not keep. This is your valley dark, this is your mountain steep. But everything is going wrong, you're scared out of your head. But when the danger's gone, you forget all about the things you said. Be-bop-a-loo, wop-bop-bam. There's nothing as fragile as the faith of a distant man.
Well, his face got slapped and his heart got broken when she told him they were through. And when that last harsh word was spoken, he knew not what to do. Dear Lord, said he, bring her back to me and I'll undo all I've done. And the angel arrived, sat down beside him, said, hey, listen, son, don't make these promises that you will not keep. This is your valley dark, this is your mountain steep. When everything is going wrong, you're scared out of your head. But when the danger's gone, you forget all about the things you said. Deep Baba Lula, Wap Baba Lam, there is nothing as fragile as the faith of a desperate man. Deep Baba Lula, Wap Baba Lam, there is nothing as fragile as the faith of a desperate man. With a heart attack was unexpected. I hear that they always are. And the look of fear was well reflected in the mirror of his car. Hey, Lord, it's me. I can change, you'll see. And I'd rather live than die. And the angel appeared for one more show. I looked him in the eye. You will not keep. This is your valley dark, this is your mountain steep. Everything is going wrong, you're scared out of your head. But when the danger's gone, you forget all about the things you said. Deep Baba Lula, Wap Baba Lam, yes, nothing is fragile as the faith of a desperate man. Deep Baba Lula, Wap Baba Lam, yes, nothing is fragile as the faith of a desperate man.
That's smoking. And you all ended at the same time. It's good.
It's important. Start it was a race.
That's a, that's a fast song. That's I was watching every bit. It's fun to watch Jay Hitt and Harold Flechter and or Harold Yeager and Harold Flechter. You're probably a Harold, but I've never called you.
No, in Harold. Fact, I'm a Harry. I have two older brothers named Tom and Dick.
Is that true?
That is true.
How did I forget that if I ever knew it? And are there given names of Tom and
No,
Dick?
They are Thomas and Richard, but the punchline has to be pure, you know.
Yeah.
So I was Harry.
It's 11:31. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. And hello to Chad and Lisa of Vequinox. Yeah. Who are listening in Portland, Oregon today online, and they mentioned that you sound wonderful and wanted me to pass along a hello to you from
them. It's
early
out there, too.
It is, and see, they're up early to listen to you. We've had a few calls from Oregon this morning, and...
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. I was enjoying the bandsmanship. Actually, I'm trying to give a moment for everybody to get back down to their resting pulse after that last song. I was actually trying to count out the beats per minute of that song because I was curious and I couldn't. That's a hard driving song.
Yeah, I slowed it down from the way it was.
Did you really?
I couldn't keep up.
Took it easy on us.
So you're working on a new CD for spring, all new stuff? Or all previously unrecorded stuff?
Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Are you writing more lately?
Yeah, the way I usually work is I've got, 15, 20 songs all going at one time, and somehow they all wind up being done about the same time. So.
Now that, I'm not sure I've ever known anybody to work, to tell me that they work that way, at least.
Maybe it was a secret. I don't know.
I don't know. Or maybe they don't want to admit that. I mean, most people, like I talked to Brad Yoder, who's pretty prolific, and Brad's kind of a one song a month. I mean, his goal is to write a song a month. And I know some other songwriters that pretty much, work, we'll call it the DOS mode of songwriting, right? One thing at a time. And you're sort of multitasking on a bunch of
I lack focus.
I would probably do it the same way. I know that it's hard for me to do one thing at a time. In fact, it can be like torture for me to do one thing at a time.
Yeah. There are songs that come, of course, all at one time in 10, 20 minutes, but for me, that's the exception. So.
I hate to back up, but how did Love Is come about? Was that a long process, or was it an epiphany?
No, when I know what I'm when I know what I'm talking about finally in the process, then I can fill in the gaps. I knew what it was about, and basically it was about not knowing what love is or observing that it is many things to many people and many facets of life.
So. And did that song evolve over months? Or all songs continue to evolve after you write them, but
it did. I mean, I changed keys, which changes the color of the song and changes the approach that I take to it. I knew melodically how it went, and then it was a lot of times I can finish them and then figure out how I got there.
Yeah, that's... I'm
but
sure
coming up with numerous examples for what love is you know, the song could be 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
Some of mine are, so...
It's a great song. Well, Tracy Loves Ray was always a great song for breaks.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, you can go out and get lunch and come back in. And
that's one of Jay's longer songs. 5 minutes and 35 seconds.
I edited that, yeah. There was.
I think it's 5:35. I should look it up. Okay, it's the length of the song. It was the American Pie of... of the 90s.
Of graffiti songs, yeah.
It's 25 before noon. My old friend Jay Hitt and my old friends Harold Yeager and Harry Fleckner are here today performing, and it's great to have you here.
Yeah, it's nice to be here again.
Jay's going to be here next week along with the Rosa Colucci Band. Neither of you guys are part of that group, but Rosa will be, she can sing, and she'll be here next week. But Jay's here this week. What's next?
What's next? Oh, what's next? We're doing? I was.
Oh, you're tuning.
Stand here. Oh. I guess. I'm on my little corner of the world.
Oh, another nice one. They're all nice, aren't they?
Well.
I think they're all nice.
Good. Yeah.
The evening news is kicking off with everything it's got. My kids are eating dinner, watching somebody get shot. How do I take them by the hand and tell them what is right and what is wrong? But life is not a nursery rhyme. Not now, not in these troubled times. When the sun goes down at night, I check the doors, I lock them tight. Looking on my little boy and girl. Turn out the lights and draw the shades and pray the Lord will keep them safe in my little corner of the world. My little corner of the world. I was small, a stranger was someone I'd get to meet. Nowadays a stranger is a shadow on the street. Be careful where you walk, be careful who you talk to, be careful where you go. To love my neighbor is the way, but it's hard to live the things we say. Goes down at night, I check the doors, I lock them tight, looking on my little boy and girl. Turn out the lights and draw the shades and pray the Lord to keep them safe in my little corner of the world. My little corner of the world.
corner of the world is a little house and a fenced-in yard. There's a lot of love inside that house when the times get hard. It's hard times, they are coming faster than they used to do. That's a fact. And every day's another test. Pass or pass away, I guess. When the sun goes down at night, I check the doors, I lock them tight, looking on my little boy and girl. Turn out the lights and draw the shades and pray the Lord will keep them safe in my little corner of the world. My little corner of the world.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's another song that really shows how these three guys play so well together. It's really, it's just interesting, the syncopation or the push of Harold's banjo playing and Harry and the bass. And it, I can remember, you know, I've heard that song done just by you lots of times, by you alone. And it really takes on a different texture when the three of you do it together. And it's pretty much perfect. I can't think of another instrument I'd want in the mix there. It sounds just great.
We tried the tuba.
Yeah, did you? tuba, accordion.
Didn't work.
Are nice. It's 20 before noon. We probably have time for two or three more, as long as you're doing okay.
Well, I'm doing okay. Maybe I will try one more new one here on you then.
So, wonderful.
Called Go Where I Go. And then you can figure out what we're doing. What we're doing.
I was looking for the answer, and the answer came to me. You were more than I expected, now you're everything I need. The twinkle in your eye led to a casual remark, led to laughing in the daylight, led to kissing in the dark. And now I'm up all night, I think of you, I cannot slumber. Holy cow, somebody get that license number. I'm so lost, the only thing I know is one day you'll go where I go. There's a place and time for everyone, and we are here and now. There's a way for me to prove it, but I'm really not sure how. I could climb a higher mountain, I could swim a deeper sea, I could ride it on an overpass for everyone to see. And they say there's a man who wears his heart out on his sleeve, and there's a man who really knows what he believes in. There's a man not going with the flow. One day you will go where I go. If love is like an anchor, you can sink me in the sea. If love is like a rocket, take me high as I can be. If love's a sunny day that leads into a starry night, we could sit and watch the world go round and that'll be alright. People say the lover's road is rocky and it's rough. Lovers only stay the course until it gets too tough. Well, I've been around a time or two, I've heard it all before. Had my back against the wall, but now I've found an open door. And I know we will build the kind of life that's so uncommon. Day by day, forever and forever, amen. I will shout to heaven from below on the day you go where I go. Where I go, where I go.
Gonna have a lot of love songs on this next CD of yours. That's a nice song. Ricky yelled at me for. Well, Ricky playfully
Ricky
texted me. She playfully texted me that I wasn't looking at her during "Love Is," and I turned around and looked at her during this song, which is why you saw my back. There's a passage from the Book of Ruth where you will go, I will go. I'm sure you know that passage. I'm paraphrasing it horribly. But that was a passage that always whither thou goest I whither right, thou goest right. I go I think is how it is, and I like the use of that thought in the song. It's the beautiful song. This is Jay Hitt. If you're just tuning in, jhitt.com is how you can learn more about him. It's two T's. And Tom Hitt, your brother, who has produced most of your, I think all of your CDs, I was pleased to see that he's finally done it and released a CD of his own.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful stuff. Tom writes a lot different than I do. His CD is songs based on newspaper stories or news stories with his particular quirky bent to them. Great stuff called Glimpses.
We should make arrangements to have Tom here with us sometime. But just you can find out about it. His website is kind of a odd sounding name. It's cyclingtroll.com. Brother Jay took all of the variations of Hitt. You know, he's got Tom Hitt, you know, Dick Hitt, Harry Hitt.com. So poor Tom Hitt, Jay's brother, had to use. Cyclingtroll.com. I'm sure that must be the reason.
Okay. That's as much as I understand it.
Do you have any other siblings?
I have a sister, Debbie. She lives in, where does she live now? She lives in Boise, Idaho.
My.
And, in fact, on Through the Window, we had done that recording where on the song Through the Window, she sings the part of my sister, which was very handy. And we had done that from here and then emailed all the parts to Arkansas, where she was at that point, and she did her parts and then sent them back. So we're together, but not.
Yeah, I remember Cheryl Ann Hawk has done that part a few times when you've performed, right?
Yeah,
I was trying to remember who's done that part when you've done it live. Because neither of the Harry nor Harold play the sister very well.
No, I tried it once. But the brother, maybe. The sister, no.
I suspect, is this a Christmas song or is it?
No, we had a request to do Patches.
Ah.
So, if that's all right.
Of course it's all right. Patches is a fine song. And this is a song that you can, just about anybody can relate to who has a pet of any kind, but especially a horse.
Especially a big pet. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, go.
Time came to move, so we went to see a house in the country, my family and me, with a pond on the left and a barn on the right, which housed a white horse and a pony inside. The pony's named Patches, the homeowner said, and she's quiet and she's gentle and she's very well bred. And if you buy the house, which you know is a steal, I'll throw in the pony as part of the deal. While we signed the mortgage, she broke down the fence, got into the feed room, and then she commenced to eat up the garden and to trample the flowers. And she'd only been mine for a couple of hours. It's a crime, it's a sin. She'll never give up, she'll never give in. St. Peter, beware, cause when Patches gets there, she's gonna knock down your pearly gates. Well, I built a new fence, made of vinyl to last, and she busted right through it, and that straw was last. I knew then and there it was her, it was me. And I wired that fence with electricity.
she studied the wire. She seemed quite amused. She shoved on the fence, and I turned on the juice. She let out a whinny. She jumped up and down. She turned around once and sat down on the ground. I ran down beside her to see what I'd done. And when she stood up, I knew I had won. 'Cause there in her eyes, I was sure I saw shame and the realization that she'd finally been tamed. So I walked away to turn the switch off. And Patches backed up 30 feet, then she coughed. And the sound made me turn, the sight made me wince. The pony was charging my electrical fence. It's a sin. She'll never give up. She'll never give in. St. Peter, beware, 'cause when Patches gets there, he's gonna knock down your pearly gates. She lowered her head and she kicked out and back. And I called out her name, but she never looked back. So all I could do was stand silent and pale and brace for the impact of pony and rail. She hit the fence and she never slowed down. The transformer blew up and fell to the ground. And I saw that old pony with her little hooves flying, dragging 200 yards of electrical line. Give up, she'll never give in. St. Peter, beware, 'cause when Patches gets there, she's gonna knock down your pearly gates. St. Peter, beware, 'cause when Patches gets there, she's gonna knock down your pearly gates.
Poor Patches.
Poor Patches, yeah. Poor me.
Is Patches, I've never asked you if Patches is real.
Oh, Patches is real, or was really real. Yeah. She did pass away a couple of years ago, but yeah, she was real.
That obstinate. And actually, I said before the song, if you've had a pet, or especially a large pet, but actually that could be any relationship to some extent, metaphorically at least. You establish boundaries, yes. You try to know what's going on. It's going to be a love album. All songs about different aspects of love.
Maybe it will.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for
today.
Having us over. Yeah. There's, there's kind of a-